Aniara presents The Reading Circle by Tina Carlson. Prologue. His well-built body is, as always, neatly dressed in an elegant suit, and regardless of where or when I see him, he's invariably polite and, above all, articulate. He enters the building as if he owns it and walks towards the elevators. He can't see me. In just 10 steps I could be behind him, inhaling his scent, becoming one with his energy. I could do anything I wanted, if only he'd be alone in the elevator. Then I could be there alone with him. I've practiced. I know I can make it in just 10 steps before the doors close. I stand here and his entire being fills me. He takes out his mobile phone, and his voice rings clear and distinct throughout the hall. It cuts into me, and my knees nearly buckle under the weight of his words. The black cloud descends upon me, making the darkness more compact and difficult to escape. My senses leave me momentarily. Thoughts consume me. He has paused. As if sensing me, he turns slowly. I crouch behind the large plant with its well-grown leaves. There are 3 other people around us, and one of them addresses him loudly. He breaks into a smile that spreads across his entire face. That's how he does it. Meeting others with a smile. Over a glass of champagne when someone greets him, asks for an autograph or a selfie. I want to scream out loud, but instead I bite my knuckle. Cold sweat runs down my back and my palms tingle. When will I get my chance? Telepathically, I frantically try to persuade the person talking to him to leave the hall, the building, and him. They end their conversation, and he's alone again. He tucked the mobile phone into his inner pocket long ago and now takes the remaining steps towards the elevators. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a woman hurrying to catch the same elevator. Yet again, my mission has failed. Chapter 1. Tuesday, 4th April 2017. Arne Dahlqvist gazed out the window as he clicked the send button. The sound of the computer program dispatching an outgoing email broke the silence. The past months of hard toil would now give way to rest, recreation, and companionship. The manuscript would be distributed by the publishing house to his small group of test readers in the Reading Circle. The publisher always assisted him with this and had done so for his last 14 publications. He dialed his best friend. Raoul. Fancy coming over for a manuscript-finished dinner? Well done. What time? Come at 7 so I have time to sort out the food and wine. The fish tavern doesn't open until the 29th, so you'll have to make do with my cooking, amigo, said Arne, drumming the fingers of his right hand on the desk. The oak table stood against a blue wall, and beside the workspace were windows facing the sea. The view was intoxicating. They had walked past the house he now owned, and a for sale sign had piqued his curiosity. A month after the first visit, Arne owned the old Waffle House in Glommen. Now he used it as his writing den and summer house. The orthopedic shoes stood on the shoe rack beneath the hat shelf. He slipped his foot in, immediately enveloped by the shoe's embrace. Soft against the ground, yet sturdy enough for long walks. The past 2 days had begun with fog and clouds, but as Arne prepared for his walk, the sun shone and a gentle breeze blew from the west. The scents of salt water and seaweed made their presence known. The weather spoke of spring, and the birds were quick to follow suit. Chirping and rustling could be heard in the bushes and beech reeds. Seagulls performed acrobatic manoeuvres in the air, screeching their claims over one rooftop after another. As enjoyable and rewarding as writing was, the moment after finishing a story was his absolute favourite. The words he had shaped into an exciting and fast-paced plot and put down on paper would now be test-read and refined by others. He locked the door and stepped out onto Matthias Road. The sun stung his eyes, prompting him to put on his sunglasses. His house, the closest to the beach, boasted the finest view.